Welcome to the Lion Den Podcast, the only podcast for one source of Orlando City news, rumors, scores, and much more. This is our first podcast as part of the Lion Den, and we are very happy to have you listening to this week's podcast, and we thank you for taking the time to do so. We have a very special guest for today's show, and you guys are in for a treat. Tomorrow, the Lions return home after a two-game road trip, losing both of those matches. The first was a devastating 1-0 loss to Atlanta United, and the second was a 2-1 loss on Wednesday night versus Seattle. In both of these matches, Orlando City had plenty of chances to score, but were unable to convert. The lone goal on the road trip came in the 75th minute against Seattle, and Chris Mueller had a nice left-footed shot from the top of the box. Looking ahead to tomorrow's match against Cincinnati, Carlos Asquez and Luis Nani are the only players on the injury report for City, which are both listed as questionable. Nani is dealing with a calf injury, while Asquez is trying to recover from a hamstring injury he injured several weeks ago. It is important to note that striker Dom Dwyer currently has 4 yellow cards, and with one more, he will be suspended the next match, which could mean he will miss the Friday match versus LA Galaxy, which is assuming he picks up a card versus Cincy. On the other side of the benches, FC Cincinnati has their fair share of injuries, as Jimmy McLaughlin is listed out with ACL surgery on the right side of his knee. Corbin Bone, Alan Cruz, and Kenny Saith are all listed as questionable. So now we'll switch over to our special guest on this week's episode, which is James Womble from OCSC Digital Den. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. So let's just hop right into this. How about you let everyone know some important information about yourself, and as well as why you started your account and the goals of your account?
Alrighty, well, so my name is James Womble, as mentioned, and I'm a graphic designer. I live in Lutz, Florida. I graduated in Orlando at Full Sail University in 2013. I'm currently a graphic designer for Crunch Fitness. The concept of Orlando City Digital Den came about from my wife. You know, we've been, you know, big Orlando fans, big sports fans, and we love soccer. And, you know, we had been looking through Instagram and social media and really, really didn't see a social media page dedicated to Orlando City design-wise, independent from Orlando City themselves. And we're like, hey, you know, let's do something we love and just for fun and see where it goes. And here we are. And, you know, so pretty much I've kind of run with her initial idea. Sometimes she hops in there once in a while and does a design. It's really cool. It's something that, you know, I never imagined getting to where it is now, to be able to interact with other fans and other community people and players. It's very cool. In the goal of it, I would say, is to, you know, continually grow as a designer, as well to, you know, maybe eventually go into sports industry and use this as a portfolio to build upon. And but ultimately is to bring something for the fans, so they can, you know, appreciate to have as wallpapers or whatever, just get people excited, get players excited. And, you know, that's ultimately the goal of the page.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. Your account is fantastic. I love it. And I feel the exact same way regarding meeting new people through the account, and it's been fantastic through that. So we're going to talk about a little bit of Orlando City now on the pitch. This season has been so disappointing so far from the Lions. We've only acquired 12 points through the first 12 games, which is obviously an average of 1 point per game. What is wrong with the lineup, and what would you change to try to improve things?
I honestly don't know. I'm only, you know, a designer. That's pretty much what I'm good at. But, I like what we kind of did last week by changing up, bringing in those younger talent and giving them an opportunity to show, you know, what they have, just to see where we can go for and what, you know, we have to look forward to from our young people. Ultimately it's time for the veterans to step up and produce, because that's what they're veterans. You know, they've been in the league for a long time, they've had success, that's why they're still in this league. And so it's time for them to step up and lead and be an example and produce.
Alrighty, well, I totally agree with that. It's not that Orlando City has just been unable to produce anything. They've totally generated the chances, the scoring chances are there, it's just that they can't seem to finish them. And you're right, the veterans need to step up. That's going to be something important if we want to make it to the playoffs.
Most definitely.
So next question. What is wrong with Dom Dwyer, and how can he correct the poor form that he's currently in?
The million-dollar question. What is wrong with Dom? It's weird. You know, I honestly think it's a mind game, psychological, that it's in his head that, you know, he's in this funk. And, you know, I believe once he buries that goal, like, I think that the floodgates are going to open and, you know, he's going to be back to normal Dom. But, you know, until then, it's just, you know, what's going on, Dom? last week was a gift from Juan, and you're just like, to me, that explains, you know, the mental side, because it's right there. You're literally, you know, like, the ocean is the goal, and, like, the one island is the stinking goalie, and he hits the island as in the goalie versus the ocean, and it's just like, you know, like I said, once he, you know, concedes that goal, I think that, you know, the floodgates will open.
Yeah, that chance versus Atlanta, I think that really shows how low his confidence is right now. And yeah, I posted that on my Instagram page the other day, and most people did vote your opinion. The floodgates will come, and it's just hopefully it comes sooner than later, because we need Dom back into form. So with this poor start, many people have been commenting James O'Connor in or James O'Connor out, and those statements are starting to arise more and more as these results are not coming in. Are you James O'Connor in or James O'Connor out?
I'm definitely in. I think it's too soon to say out. You know, I don't even think he's been there for a year now.
No, June or July of last year, so it's not even a full year.
Yeah, I think he needs time. Just like Atlanta, they went through a huge funk in the beginning, and now I think they're on like a 5-game winning streak. They haven't given up a goal, and, like, you know, I think our time's coming, and I think we just got to trust his system, and it will come around. And you just can't let go of the hat. You know, that thing is so iconic. You know what I mean? Like, it's amazing that he has he doesn't care what people think, and I think it's amazing that he wears that, and it's great.
Well, speaking of the hat, that's definitely got to be an edit one day. You got to make a wallpaper for James O'Connor hat.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that's definitely something we may have to do.
All right, and while I have you on, what are your final score predictions for the match tomorrow? And if you think we will score, who will score?
I think in general it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be 3-2, Orlando with the win. And I think Nani's really going to produce. I think he's going to score twice. To top it off, to break the goalless streak, I have Dom Dwyer scoring in the 80th minute to give us the lead. And we take that win, and you know, just the beginning of the floodgates opening for him.
I think that would be fantastic. I'm great with 3 points either way, and Dom contributing into it would be even better. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Time. And while you're listening, be sure to follow both of our accounts on Instagram. You can follow me at the.lion.den, and be sure to hit up James at the Digital Den at OCSC_DigitalDen. Thanks for listening. Be back soon.